Hello and welcome to the Waverly Coaches Corner as we talk all things high school football this hour with Waverly head football coach Nick Frenza. Coach, coming off a win last week, let's talk about that before we get started into this week. You beat Hartford 46-0. You know, what pleased you the most about your team's performance last week?
Really, the fact that we were able to move the ball pretty well. We threw the ball well. We blocked well. I mean, we did a lot of it. A lot of us did our jobs and did our jobs first instead of other people's jobs. Defensively, you know, it's always nice to put a goose egg up on the board. I know Hartford's a team that's struggling right now, and they'll improve, but. We took advantage of the situation and I was real happy that we were able to come away with a win like that.
And now you move forward. What's been the focus in practice this week? You have to think, you know, the mood's got to feel a little bit improved or better after a win like that.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old adage, you know, you're never as bad as you are when you're never as bad as you think you are when you lose, and you're never as good as you think you are when you win. So I've been trying to tell kids that, you know, yeah, I know we beat Hartford, but I mean, next week is a new week and we've got to, you know, understand that no matter what, there's still room to improve. So we've been trying to hammer that in. We've been kind of up and down this week because of that. So hopefully it translates to something.
Yeah, and, you know, let's look at your game this week. I'm looking at Max Preps, and Max Preps is usually pretty accurate. You know, you've got a game this week against it. Now, I'm not from Kansas, Coach, so you're going to have to correct me on the opponent this week. Marmaton Valley, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough for it's close enough.
I tried. Okay, I tried. I gave it a.
We call it Marmaton, but
Marmaton, Marmaton.
Quite frankly, if you're not from here, it doesn't matter how you.
Hey, who cares? They're a pretty good football team, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got some good athletes. I don't know if they've played the schedule we've played. I know they played one really gall darn good team, and it showed. They hung 93 on them in a half. But, you know, they've got athletes. They've got big kids up front that play hard. I mean, there's a reason they've only lost once is because they're good enough to win. And, you know, and so they've got speed in a lot of places, and we've got to be able to keep those kids from being able to squirt through a hole because we might not catch them. Other than that, yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to be a challenge.
And what's the key for your team to be successful on Friday night?
You know, blocking and tackling. You know, like I said, they got those fast kids that if we can't tackle them and make them dance in the backfield, they're going to get big runs on us. If we can't block their defensive line, who's going to be pretty good sized and aggressive, we're going to struggle to move the ball. And also, they got those fast kids behind them, so. Sorry, excuse me. So they're, you know, we might not be able to break away from people like we did in previous games with big runs. You know, we've got to be able to settle with saying, you know, what was a 20-yard gain against this team might be a 10-yard gain. But if we can keep the ball out of their hands and keep moving the ball, I mean, there's always a chance for us to make the game close, or, you know, get them really, really frustrated and get them making mistakes.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time as always on Waverly Coach's Corner.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for what you do.
That is the head football coach over at Waverly. His name is Nick Frenza. This has been brought to you this hour by First National Bank of Kansas, MT Networks, and Steward Services.